Hi there, I'm Stacey Mulkey. I'm a technical evangelist from New York City. Today I'm going to be talking about understanding your target audience when it comes to building an application. The first thing you want to consider when building your application is obviously your target audience, and the only way to do that is to ask a couple questions. So you've got to go through and ask yourself some questions about your target audience to help you understand who they are, where they're located, and how you can build something that's going to solve their problems. You want to think about the demographics, and the demographics often mean gender, age, and location of your target users. So gender, female, male, age, are they young, are they youthful, are they old, are they used to technology, are they not? Location, are you building something that's very hyper-local and it's just to New York City or Seattle, or are you building something that's going to be used globally or internationally? You want to consider these things when you start to build your application because that's going to define all the features that you put in your application or even in your game. So you got to start to think about your target audience and you got to figure out where can I find them. And where you can find your target audience depends, on the type of application you're building. You might want to look at social networks, so things like Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn. You might want to see, who you think would be a target audience user for you. You might want to look at other communities, whether it's meetups or whether it's, coder groups, or if people are getting together for a certain reason, you might want to think about those communities. You might want to look at forums. So forums online, a lot of people are very active in the forums, sharing their knowledge and also gaining knowledge. So you want to take a look at that if it applies to your application as well. And physical spaces, you want to take a look around and see what kind of people are using what and how they're using those things and how that might apply to you. When it comes to your target audience, you really want to think about what are their concerns. It's not just about what you want to build and how you want to build it, but you really want to think about what are their concerns and whether it's a big picture concern of, overall how they want their life to be easier or more streamlined, or, have less applications that do, one or two things and have something that covers it all. You want to see how you can relate that back to your product and how you can help them ease some of their concerns. When you're building an application, you're often thinking about a problem. You're trying to solve a problem, whether it's task-oriented, whether it's entertainment, whether, it's any of those things. There's usually some kind of a problem you're trying to solve. And so that's how you can help your target user, is by coming up with what the problem is that you want to solve and figuring out with them how you're going to solve that. So the next step after just thinking a little bit about these questions and asking yourself, where can I find these people and what are their concerns and how can I help them, you want to kind of take a step back and just analyze. And it means that you're going to do a couple of things in this phase. You want to sit down and list your potential audience. You want to think about all the types of people who might enjoy using your application. And so depending on what you're building, the list of people in here is going to be very different. So if you're building a sports application, you might be aiming it towards kids and sports fans. You might be aiming, a food ordering application, to much more of a greater audience than that. But you just want to kind of list down the kind of people that you think will be using your product. And they can be very, very specific if you want, but at this point you're just trying to think about all the types of people who might come into, touch with what you're putting out there. After you've made that list of, audience, potential target audience members, you want to prioritize it. And you want to figure out which of these audience members would get the most value out of your product or your application. You can't, design and develop for everyone. You don't want to leave anyone out, but you've got to kind of focus on a certain smaller select group in order to make something that's of value to them. At this point, you also want to consider doing some competitive research, and we tend to do this quite naturally just because we're consumers. We go to a store, we buy things, we might download apps onto our phone, we might, download a game or whatnot on our tablet, we're watching movies. We're natural consumers. And so competitive research is something that we're actually doing all the time because we can sit there and talk about how this movie differs from this movie or how this application that, does calendaring on the phone is much better than this one. we do this just by using. And so what you want to do is you want to start to look at what your application does, and you want to look at all the competitors within that vertical. And you want to go and take a look at certain things like what kind of features do they have? Do they have really good reviews? Do you like the visual design? Is, you know, the wording or the description or the phrasing, does it really appeal to you? Do you think it solves any kind of problem that you might have? You want to take a look at what their value proposition might be. How does that differ from yours, and how can you make yours unique and more valuable? So you're looking for opportunities at this point in order to, you know, create something that's going to be of greater value than your competitors. Also, by just looking at competition, you can kind of determine your own target audience by comparing it to the ones that already exist. These other applications will have an existing user base, and chances are they probably reviewed the app. And so you can take a look at those kind of things and figure out, okay, is that the correct target audience for what I want to do? Or maybe do I need to consider the target audience and, you know, differentiate it a little bit? When it comes to, you know, hitting up your target audience, a lot of people take a few different approaches. And once again, you can go from very simple, just, you know, doing competitive research and leaving it at that almost, to going more in depth. And these kind of tactics I'm going to bring up, whether it be personas or goals and activities, these are things that really depend on what kind of application you're building. And if you're building something that you feel has a very broad audience reach, then you want to consider all of the types of people within that audience. And so something like personas might help you do that. Well, what is a persona? Personas encompass and profile the behavior, habits, and activities of a customer or user base. They're kind of like that fake customer, and people don't want to say fake when it comes to persona because it's actually based on real research. But it gives you a sense of what that person may be like, what they like to do, what their hobbies and activities are, things that they find troubling every day, what their background, are they educated, are they not, do they, you know, what kind of a job do they have. It gives you a real sense of, you know, it's almost role-playing, and it gives you a sense of what this person is and what their motivations might be. These, like I said, are typically done by research with client interviews. So you might go and find some users and interview them and ask them some specific questions, and you'll get a sense of all these things. And personas are used to help frame and guide the design process all the way through. So every time that you make a decision, whether it's a design decision or development decision, whether you're talking about functionality or you're talking about user experience, you're keeping these personas in mind because you're saying, okay, this person, if they were to go and do this, what would they want or how would they react to this? How do you build a persona? Well, personas typically include, you know, a little bit of detail. Some people go really crazy with them, but what you can normally have is, with a persona, you want to make it as much of a real person as you can. So you have a name and title, and often people put in an image. So you have a visual image of what this person is. This person is Mary Beth, and she looks like this. You'll have basic demographics. So usually it's, you know, the age, gender, location, those kind of things, maybe how technically proficient they are. You often list professional and personal background. So what do they like to do? What do they do for work? What kind of, you know, roles and work have they had? What do they like to do for leisure? Those kind of things. It gives you more of a rounded sense of, like, where they're coming from. Often in a persona, you'll have the attitude towards your product summarized in a quote. So let's say if you're building an app for the phone that is going to filter images, someone might say, you know, I really like the quality of the images and how easy it is to use, but I'm not so sure I want to pay for that. So usually summarize their attitude towards your product in a quote. It often lists motivators and activities. So what motivates them to be using your product or a product of your sort? And also awareness and engagement. Where can you find these people? Where are they marketed to? You know, how do you access them? An example of a persona, a very basic persona, might be something like this, which is, you know, you've got a picture and you've got a name, and it's Thomas Harris, and he's a video editor. And sometimes people write personas in a narrative form, and they're very much, you know, like giving the background and history much more like a story. And so when you read it, you get a sense of that you're getting to know this person. And so something like this often works for, once again, applications that have a bigger audience scope. Another example of a persona is also something like this, where you might have the picture of someone. Often you'll see people taking pictures of what's in their bag, so you really get a sense intimately of what kind of things they do and, you know, what kind of things they possess and what kind of things they have. And then, you know, just some basic facts about that kind of thing. So when you're going to build this app that's a, you know, photo editing app, you might say, okay, what would Julie think about this if I put in this feature? She just wants to quickly go in and edit and get out of there. If I add in this feature, is that going to solve her problem, or is it going to basically add a roadblock? And so you want to kind of use personas in that way to guide your decisions. Now, a lot of people don't use personas. Once again, sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. What does work for most people, though, is using goals, activities, and tasks. And this can be done for, you know, building a simple website, building a simple app, or it can be, you know, something enterprise or complex. But this is another way to break down where your user is coming from and what they're trying to achieve. So goals, activities, or tasks kind of help you frame the features that you need in your application. So goals are what users are working towards. And basically, by completing a set of tasks that make up an activity, they're trying to reach that goal. So an example of a goal, it's usually abstract and pretty high level, but it might be something like, I really want to be up to date. I want to be up to date on the latest gadgets, for example. And that might be someone's goal. So, you know, they decide one day that's what they want to do. The next thing that they do is an activity, and the activity is a step towards a goal. And it's going to be like, in order to be up to date and do these things, I either need to download some applications, or I need to read technology blogs, or, you know, whatever it may be, but they need to do some kind of an activity. And then tasks actually make up the activity. And they're the low-level things, the low-level blocks toward the activity. And they're very focused, and they have a specific effort. So, you know, in this case, you might be reading something, you might be bookmarking it, you might be commenting, you might be sharing. Those are tasks, and they belong to the activity of reading a technology blog. And the activity, reading a technology blog, you know, is put towards the goal of trying to be up to date. And so goals, activities, and tasks are a really good way to break down, you know, certain features that you might want to include in your application. So if you're building something that's, you know, keeping the sports fan up to date on the latest scores, you know, the goal might be, I want real-time information, I want to be up to date. You know, and you have to figure out, going downwards, how does that happen? So designing with the audience in mind. Once you've kind of done this process of going through and figuring out who your audience might be, and you know, what types of people might be in your audience and who you're, you know, you're designing for, you're developing for. When I say designing here, designing is just overall. It's not just visual design. It's the design of the application and all of its forms. You know, designing with the audience in mind means that once you start to actually kind of, you know, take your idea and put it into execution, you're considering the audience the entire time. So designing for your target audience, you kind of have three things you need to consider a lot here. Is that, first of all, your features are going to be defined by the user needs. And so you might think something is a really cool feature and that it's great to add, but your users might want something else instead. And it might be a new feature. It might be something you already have and needs to be fixed. It might be integration into something else. These kind of features, often you make a list and you start to prioritize the features based on what the user feedback and user needs are. And so that way you've always have your target audience in mind and that their needs are being met. Often it's very easy to get into that loophole of where, oh, this is really cool, I can't wait to put this in. But, you know, you might not feel the same way about it as your users, because they actually use your application a different way than you do. Visual aesthetic needs to appeal to your target audience, and this is something that, you know, a lot of us struggle with, is that we have to start thinking about, what are we presenting, and is it visually appealing, and does it visually make sense to our target audience? So, you know, that starts to filter down into graphics, into fonts, into animation, into, you know, sound, all of those things. User experience should capitalize on the target user strengths. And so your user experience should really understand, you know, is your target audience technically savvy, for example? Do they like to integrate things with Outlook? Do they like to do these things? And you want to capitalize on their already existing behaviors and their already existing strengths. And so you need to identify those. For features, features become really difficult. You need to determine features and feature priority based on the target audience. Sometimes this is not an easy thing to do. Often people want everything and they want it all at the same time. And so if you're talking to a lot of your users, whether it's just, you know, people you meet in a coffee shop, whether it's, you know, you have a forum online, or whether you're just talking to potential users and, you know, they keep saying, oh yeah, that would be great, that would be great, and you can't prioritize your features, you can try what's called the $100 test. The $100 test is actually a really good tactic. What you do is you sit down with someone and you say, okay, I've got this set of features, and you explain the features. Maybe there's, you know, four features, maybe you have 10, it doesn't really matter. And you say to them, you have $100. Now you tell me how much you're going to put on each feature and why. So you can spend that $100 any way that you want. You're the kid in the candy shop. But you need to tell me why you're putting $20 on this one versus $50 on the other. And you start to see that by doing it this way, people can prioritize things much, much easier. When it comes to visuals, the overall tone of your game or application is defined by its visual aesthetic. So the minute that you open up or even see that icon, all of those things tell the overall tone or tell the overall story about your application or your game. Is it going to be fun? Is it going to be productive? You know, is the interface graceful? Is it elegant? You know, is it more urban and updated? You know, it's integral to keep the target audience in mind when designing this. So if you're building something that's more of a magazine kind of application that's aimed towards what you think is going to be, you know, probably moms with a couple of kids, for example, you want to think about what kind of things appeal to them. And so what appeals to a child might not appeal to the middle-aged sports fan. So, you know, kids, they kind of like, they might need bigger fonts. You know, it's got to scream fun. It's got to be stimulating for kids. That's not going to fly with a sports fan, for example. They might like a more urban or more sleek, something that they're used to seeing in other places as well. So, you know, if you're building an app that's for a sports fan, you might want to take cues from things like ESPN or some of the sports teams' logos or any of those kind of things. But you really want to keep all of that in mind, and that all goes all the way through graphics to your font choices, to how you design your logo, to even the copy that you write for the description of your application. You want to make sure that, you know, you're really capturing the overall tone and brand message of your application. When designing your application, you really want to consider your target audience and user experience. Every single member of your target audience has a goal. And you want to keep this goal in mind anytime you are designing or developing any kind of new feature or a new addition. Your user has a problem that they want to solve, and you want to help them solve it as quickly as you can. So you want to consider all of these things when it comes to the user experience. You don't want to make the user drill down too many times if they don't have to. You don't want to hide things that they might need all the time. You really want to consider, how is this user going to use the app and how does that affect the user experience? You also want to consider, when it comes to your target audience member, you want to think about how they are going to use the app specifically. So for a child, you know, things might have to be very large and always present, and discovery might be a good thing, it might be a very bad thing. For an adult who's using a productivity app that's maybe like a to-do list manager, you really want to figure out, what are they trying to do and achieve, and how can I make or allow them to do that as quickly as possible? And you do that mostly through how you present the interface. So marketing to your target audience. So, you know, you've got this idea, you've talked to some users, you've gotten some feedback, you know, you've started to build, you've got good line of sight to what the features should be. You feel really confident, and now, you know, you're at that point where you're going to have to start marketing to your target audience. And marketing isn't one of those things that you do at the end. It's not, you know, the last thing that you tack on. There's plenty of opportunity to start marketing right from the beginning. So first thing to start with is your perfect your elevator pitch. And, you know, your elevator pitch is just that quick couple sentences that describe your application in a way that, you know, you can sell it to someone, but it also kind of suggests that it's solving the problem that they might have. And, you know, you have many opportunities to perfect your elevator pitch, and you might be doing it to a bunch of different audiences. And that's where this becomes really hard, because you need to figure out, well, I'm talking to my target audience. I'm going to say it like this. Okay, I'm talking to someone who's not my target audience, but, you know, might have interest in other ways. I'm going to say it like this. I'm talking to my dad. I might, you know, dumb it down. In my case, not, because my dad's pretty technical, but, you know, those kind of things. And so perfecting your elevator pitch is one of those things that takes a little bit of work, and you just need to start talking to everyone you can all the time about your application. So for your target audience, you want to make sure that that couple sentences where you're describing your application, that you sell them on the idea that you're solving a problem for them, that you're helping them with something. And so just go out there and talk as much as you can and just perfect your elevator pitch. You've got to use the right medium. And so, like I said, marketing doesn't have to start at the end. It can start right at the beginning. And so your elevator pitch, you know, that can happen before you've even started coding. You could be talking to people about your application and kind of driving interest and driving awareness. And so, you know, it's one thing to have your elevator pitch. It's one thing to know how to, you know, talk about your app, but where to talk about your app is just as important. So you need to figure out how to use the right medium. You've got to find out where those users are, and you want to use those channels to increase awareness. And so, you know, that might mean that you're doing this in person. That might mean that you're doing it on a blog. That might mean you're using social media. But you've got to figure out where those users are, so that you can effectively market your idea to them. You want to consider being social, and being social is one of those things that we don't really have the opportunity to say no to anymore. You want to utilize things like Facebook or Twitter. Those are the two big ones, but there's also other opportunities, depending on what kind of app you're building, for things like LinkedIn or Vine or Instagram or even Meetup. And you want to utilize these to kind of help get your message out. You want to be creative if you can, and really kind of just show the personality either of yourself or of your application. And so, you know, for example, I saw someone building an application, and they had Vined, you know, their development process or their coding night that night. And a Vine, once again, is an application. You can post 6 seconds of video. So you have 6 seconds of video. You can almost make like a little movie. And this guy had made a movie where he had, you know, started, and he was massively quickly banging on the keyboard. And then, you know, suddenly like a battery warning. And then he cut to basically a whole bunch of coffee cups, and then him sleeping. And I thought, oh, that's pretty awesome. You know, that's like his development thing for the night, and that's what he's working on. And you know, stuff like that, getting a little bit more creative, whether it's, you know, going out on Twitter and saying, hey, I designed an icon. What do you guys think? And putting out a poll there and getting some user feedback, or, you know, making a little Vine that's showing your progress, or you know, Instagramming, you know, someone using your application, for example, or posting that to Facebook. All of those kind of things helps create awareness, and, you know, you can leverage your current social networks to do that. And you just want to, you know, watch that fine line between putting your message out there and annoying people. And so, you know, you got to make sure that what you're putting out there, the messages you're putting out there, is of quality, and that, you know, you kind of get their interest by being a little bit more creative. So those are just a few tips when dealing with your target user audience. It's just something to consider at the very beginning, and a little bit of research and a little bit of client interviews and just talking with people and seeing how they use things can really help your application in the long run. So thanks for spending some time with me. I'm Stacey Mulcahy. That's it.